We pick up in section 35 of Calvin's longer chapter on prayer, and he has just begun looking at the Lord's Prayer. In section 34, he told us how much we need it because it helps us to recognize and to seek the boundless goodness and mercy of our Father. It sends us to Him in every need because it covers the whole range of our need and His glory, and it directs us in our ignorance. Calvin says in section 35, he wants us to understand that the division of the Lord's Prayer should be in six petitions, not seven. In his mind, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Calvin says the evangelist seems to have meant to have joined those two members together. And Calvin says it makes exegetical sense, it makes historical sense. That's the way the church has always taken it. Calvin says, but the division is important for another reason. And it's simply this, that in beginning the Lord's Prayer with our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, that our Savior was teaching us that the primary concern of prayer is the glory of God. It's true that we have many needs. We perhaps feel that more acutely now than we ever have. And our Father wants to hear those needs. But the order of the prayer teaches us that God's majesty, God's glory, God's kingdom must be first. First, not only in priority because He is God and deserves first place, but first in our affections, first even in our sense of urgency. Calvin says in the second paragraph, but even though the whole prayer is such that throughout it God's glory is to be given chief place, still the first three petitions have been particularly assigned to God's glory, and this alone we ought to look to in them without consideration of what is called our own advantage. Now Calvin says the second half of the Lord's Prayer, the last three petitions, are certainly concerned with our need, but he adds, so when we ask that God's name be hallowed, because God wills to test us whether we love and worship Him freely or for hope of reward, we must then have no consideration for our own benefit, but must set before ourselves His glory to gaze with eyes intent upon this one thing. And in the remaining petitions of this sort, forgive us our debts, lead us not into temptation, it is meet to be effected in precisely this way. Calvin says that in that first petition, we may come with an overwhelming need at the moment, but in directing our attention first to the majesty of God, God is in a measure testing us. What's the most important thing to you? Is it your need? Is it my glory? Is it my glory in your need? We can do both, but we need to have that very much parsed out, fleshed out for us, that God's glory needs to be the first and the chief aim in our prayer. He continues, and indeed this yields a great benefit to us, because when His name is hallowed as we ask, our own hallowing in turn also comes about. Calvin says, focusing first on the glory of God in our prayers has this amazing effect upon us, that it turns our attention to His glory, and in a measure, it sanctifies us. It hallows us so that then whether we're asking for daily bread or forgiveness or deliverance or help, we're doing it more holy or holier than we were before, with God's glory more of our aim and our delight. He says, but our eyes ought, as it were, to be closed, and in a sense blinded to this sort of advantage, so that they have no regard for it at all, and so that if all hope of our own private good were cut off, if we were to expect nothing good from God, still we should not cease to desire and entreat this hallowing and the other things that pertain to God's glory. That is a remarkable statement, considering Calvin wrote this. Many of his friends in Paris, when he first wrote the Institutes, were being burned to ashes by King Francis I. You would think, wow, we have tremendous need right now. Calvin said, you know what? Even if we were to receive no benefit at all, if we had no hope of receiving any benefit, help, healing, forgiveness, we ought to glory in our great God. He mentions, and we'll close with this, he mentions Moses and Paul. Moses in Exodus 32, you may remember, he said, Lord, blot me out of your book. Just you be glorified. Don't forsake your people. The Apostle Paul in Romans 9, Father, I could wish that I were accursed from Christ if only my kinsmen would be saved and thus see your covenant glory manifested in the earth. Calvin says, that's our goal. That's why the Lord's Prayer is arranged as it is, so that our focus is on God's glory.